Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol responded to a deadly hit-and-run collision on Myrtle Avenue south of Ole Hansen Road just before 6 o'clock this morning. Officers found three women who had been hit by a hit-and-run driver. Two of the women, 50-year-old Terry Vroman Little of Eureka and 41-year-old Jessica Hunt of Eureka, suffered major injuries and were transported to the hospital. A third victim, whose identity has not been released, was pronounced dead at the scene, succumbing to the injuries she suffered. Additionally, one of the jogger's dog was killed during the collision as well. The three victims were running northbound on Myrtle Avenue on the western side of the road when the driver of a 2005 Kia Spectra ran them down and then fled the scene. Eureka police found the suspect's vehicle abandoned on California Street in Eureka later in the morning. The roadway was closed down for 4 hours as officers investigated the scene, and the CHP says it has several possible leads as to the identity of the driver that are being investigated. At 10:30 this morning, a California Highway Patrol officer conducting a follow-up investigation arrived at a residence on Little Moon Lane in Hoopa and found a deceased female in the residence. Sheriff's detectives and Hoopa Tribal Police were dispatched to the scene and took over the investigation. A search warrant was obtained this afternoon so that detectives could enter the residence, and more information will be released as it comes available. Anyone with information about the woman is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies are searching for a state parolee, Jerry Correa, a 29-year-old county jail inmate who walked away from a work crew along Highway 299 earlier today. Correa, who was serving a 120-day sentence for a parole violation, was assigned to a Caltrans work crew working near milepost 26 when he fled on foot. Correa, who was from Reading, was convicted of burglary and was on parole for that conviction when he was arrested for the parole violation. Correa is described as a Native American male, 5'9", 200 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. A statewide Be on the Lookout alert has been issued, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Fortuna Police Department will continue its ongoing campaign against impaired and dangerous drivers with DUI saturation patrols scheduled for both Friday and Saturday nights. DUI saturation patrols will be out on city streets in conjunction with homecoming weekend at Fortuna High School. Sergeant Charles Ellebrecht said of the DUI patrols, and I quote, "It's homecoming week at Fortuna High, and with school events on both Thursday and Friday nights, there will be an increased number of students on our roadways. With the increased number of students, we want to do our part to keep the impaired drivers off the roads." You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Administration Office issued a press release today announcing that the Board of Supervisors has declined the findings of an independent fact-checker who was brought in to assist in-home support service employees in their negotiations with the county for better salaries. The county, which has denied raises to IHSS workers due to budget constraints, also maintains that if those workers are given raises that impact the general fund, other county departments, including public safety, would require layoffs. The county pointed out that the fact checker incorrectly believed that upcoming budget predictions would allow the county to increase compensation for the IHSS workers, but the board disagrees and declines the fact checker's conclusion. The county tax collector has mailed out more than 60,000 property tax bills to property owners. The first installments are due by November 1st and are considered late if not received by December 10th. Property owners who purchase property after September 1st should contact the previous owner for the tax bill. And if you do not receive your tax bill by October 12th, you are encouraged to contact the office immediately, because a failure to receive a bill does not excuse late fees and penalties. an ad hoc committee formed to continue discussion on the state of the North Coast Rail Authority's rail corridor and any possible improvements to the rail bed will meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in Eureka City Council chambers. The three-man ad hoc committee consists of Supervisor Cliff Clendenin, Mendocino County Supervisor John McCowan, and Bill Keir of Blue Lake. This will be the first of three meetings. The other two meetings are scheduled for October 12th and the 26th. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.